I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois.
Coming up in April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Claire Frasche is joining us. She's with the Prairie Center Against Sexual Assault, located in Springfield. And we're combining forces for an art project. So, Claire, let's just start by talking about the theme for this year's Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Every year, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And this year's theme is Embrace Your Voice. Touching on a lot of social and cultural themes we've been seeing lately, I feel like a lot of people are starting to learn how to speak out about things that have happened to them or are learning to speak out in support for people who are survivors.
Makes a lot of sense coming on the heels of the Me Too movement, right?
Exactly.
So a series of events that will involve your organization as well as the Black Sheep Venue and NPR Illinois will explore that theme through performances and a communal art project. Let's start by talking about the kickoff event this Friday at Black Sheep.
It's going to be called Singers, Poets, and Activists, and the catchphrase is bring a song, a poem, or a thought. It's going to be open mic forum, so first come, first serve. Bring anything in regards to sexual assault awareness. And at this event, there will be a letter writing station.
And so the letters are going to be survivor love letters, we're calling them. Can you explain to us what that means?
Absolutely. So survivor love letters is a trend where people write letters of support to survivors of sexual assault. They can be anonymous or they can be to someone specific.
And so even if they are to someone specific, in this case, we won't be using any last names or any identifying factors that would call anybody out. The idea is to be able to kind of show support as a collective, and people are allowed to write the letters to survivors at large or a survivor that they know personally. Is that right?
Exactly. And so at the show, there will be a survivor love letter station where you can write a letter of support to a survivor, and all materials will be supplied.
And so after the event this weekend, letters will go up at our station, and those will be viewable beginning April 2nd. And throughout the month, the public is invited to come take a look during normal business hours, contribute. During business hours, we'll have materials here to write your letter.
Yeah, anybody is welcome to participate. And then on April 27th, there will be a reception here at the NPR Illinois studios, and people can add a letter that night. If they haven't written one yet, they'll be able to view all of the letters. They're going to be on display. We will be expecting some live performances as well, so that should be a really interesting evening.
And we will have people, you might hear some people throughout the month reading from letters on the station. And that night, people will be invited to read their letters as well. So more on the reception April 27th is forthcoming. For now, if you want to attend the kickoff event, that is this Friday night at Black Sheep in Springfield from 7 to 9. It's free of charge. And I've been joined by Claire Frasche, who is an owner of Black Sheep, and she's also with the Prairie Center Against Sexual Assault. She's been telling us about it. If you need more information, head to nprillinois.org. And thanks, Claire.
Thank you so much.